can go through your property. So you pick the Derek Kitzar. So Admai was the one that says, Yelech lo b'kitzara, meaning I have a tainus b'manushach. But the Chachamim say, no. Now, the way the Rambam explained it, again, based on some Lashonis in the Gemara, is the Rambam explained it this way, that even though on the one guy I have a tainus b'manushach, but since the one guy bought it from four, so when he bought it from four people, on each parcel that he purchased, he acquires the zechuyas of the one that he bought it from. I buy it from you. You had a kayach to be matcha. When I buy the field, I acquire the kayach to be matcha. So that's the Rambam understands that that's what we mean by kamdina. Meaning, the way the Rambam understands it, kamdina is not referring to a psak based. It does not require a judicial determination. Rather, kamdina is a rule, right? The Rambam really looks at it very differently. Kamdina is a rule in the meaning of getting ownership. That whenever you get ownership to property, you get the ownership of your predecessor. Now, let me just show that this applies identically to the case of Yerusha. In other words, the Rambam would say the same thing by Yerusha. That the reason why the Bnei Avraham can tell the Safek, you have no Mimanashach claim to get the remaining 50% is because since that was given to the Yavam, and the Yavam had the right to be Matchiyu, see, you know, it all connects. The same way the Yavam had the right to be Matchiyu, we yarshined that right from the Yavam. In other words, the Rambam learns Kamdina is not based on the finality of a Maisa basin. It's based on Ma Macha Rishon L'Sheni, or Ma Morish Rishon L'Sheni, Kol Zechush Yetavo L'Yadam. You see the digging? So the same way, when one guy buys from four, he acquires the right to be Maisa. So when the Bnei Yavam Yarshin from the Yavam, they acquire on that 50% of the Mesa's assets the kayach to be mazch. In other words, the Rambam factors out, although the word dina you normally might associate with basin, but the Rambam factors out the idea of basin here. Nothing to do with basin. It's not judicata. It's nothing to do with that. It has to do with the idea that whenever you acquire property, either by Mechira, Matana, or Yerusha, you get whatever is Zechuyas your predecessor had, the Meirish or the Meicher, even if on you there would otherwise be a Miman of Shechtayim, so to speak. So, based on the Rambam's Havana, I want to go back to the beginning. I remember that in the case where there was not a chalukiyah, it's simply safek u'bnei yavam, the nichsei misna. So once again, the safek claims I get everything, and the bnei yavam claim you get 1/4. So Rashi's shita is you give him 1/4 and divide the rest in half. The Rambam says you just divide it 50-50. Meaning he gets 50% and the other three brothers get 50%, which they divide. So the question is, according to the Rambam, why don't you apply the din of Bava Metzia? So here is what I want to suggest, that the way the Rambam learns Kamdina, there's actually a Kamdina here as well, because here is the idea. What is the Yavam's, what is the suffix claim? The suffix claim is, I am either a son of the mace, right, so give me everything, right? Or I'm your brother, give me 25. Here the argument is the following. Even if we haven't done a chalukah yet, the rule is the Yavam could be matchayu from 50% of this Yerusha. Right, 50%, because the din is mamanamadu b'safek. So, consequently, we have the right to be matchiyu from that 50%, meaning to say you can't come. I'm losing it. One second. Well, what was the argument? In other words, according to Rashi, what do we do? According to Rashi, give me 25% because you're invited to that.
50% of
then 50% of the balance.
The balance.
Now, what is Mami Manavshach? Because I'm either a son of the mace, so I would get everything.
Everything that he had.
Everything that the mace had. Or I'm your brother, so I'm entitled to 25% of the... Actually, it's only Nixle Mace, I'm entitled to 20% of the Nixle Mace because the Yavam inherited that. Now, the Rambam says that doesn't work. Because my taina that I'm entitled, I can't recapture it now. I was trying to say that there would be a kamdina here, meaning that you get 50% at least, right? The Rambam says because it's a suffix, right? It's a suffix.
But you're saying they had not split the property yet, or
they had not split the property yet.
Why do you have to say that?
That's what he wants. In other words, it's the last case.
But they split the property of the mace, the dead brother. Now we're talking about the dead yavam.
They didn't split because that's the case. It's safek uvne yavam v'nichse mishna. That means the Suffolk and the Bnei Yavam.
Right. Well,
In other words, we're not talking about
the Yavam's
property.
The Yavam didn't have any property. Let's say he had no property.
We're only talking about Nixle Mishna.
Because he got out of the 50.
They didn't split yet.
Right. The final died the next day.
According to the Rambam, you simply do the same thing you would do when the Yavam was alive. 50-50. Right. According to the Rambam, there is no difference between the case where the Yavam was alive and the case where the Yavam died. According to the Rambam, you will split it 50-50. So the suggestion might be that this is a form of kamdina, because since when the Yavam was alive, the halacha would be
kamdina.
The halacha would be 50-50. When the Yavam was alive, it would be 50-50. So when the Yavam dies, that will be the koach that his yorshim will have to be madcha.
Why would that koach be mispashet to the rest of the estate of the Yavam? I understand why that would apply to the koach on the original amount. Does the Rambam say that applies to the whole
No. The Rambam, it only applies to the nechasim of the mace.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And everything else they split four ways.
Everything else only goes to
the other side. Because they're about to make something up. Right, so he got, yeah, exactly.
The Rambam says we split the Nixle and Mace 50-50, and the sons of the Yavam get everything else. Right, that's everything else. The Suffolk gets nothing in the separate property of the Yavam. Because he's a Suffolk. He's a Suffolk against the Vada. Right? That's for sure. Suffolk, Uvne Yavam, Benichse Yavam. For sure he gets nothing.
Just one more thing. I'm not quite clear. Let's say he had $100, to make it simple, the mace. So when he died, we had $50 going to the Suffolk and $50 went to the Yavam. So now let's say the Yavam has another $50 of his own.
Yeah.
So when he dies, he has $100.
Yeah.
So now we're saying $25 goes to the Suffolk, half of the property that he got from, he gets another 25. What's the story of that? Because the koach was,
according to the Rambam, we simply segregate what was received from the mace. And that's $100.
Right.
So So the something gets $50.
So he gets nothing extra.
And he gets nothing extra.
So there's no change.
Exactly. The Rambam treats it exactly the same.
The Rambam
treats Bnei Yavam the same as Yavam.
Right.
That's the Rambam says.
Meaning he already got his money, he's not getting anything
else. So all I'm saying is that that might be an application of Kamdina even there. Because even though there was no Chalukah, that's what I'm saying is the shame. If there's a Chalukah, there was a Psaq. If the Rambam learns, even without a Psaq, it is the principle itself. But I want to think about this. That's not clear to me. Okay, we'll stop here.